This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Damien Barrett is joining us this morning. Hello, Damien. How are you going?
Yeah, good morning, everyone in there. Yeah, a little bit going on in the world of AFL this morning.
There certainly is. A snap press conference. How snap was it for a start? Did anyone know it was happening, or is it the AFL just going, here you go, guys?
Yeah, I think it was one of those periods in time where they finally got an outcome of one that they were happy with. And as we know, once you let people sleep on outcomes, they can change their mind the next day. So once they got arrived at that yesterday afternoon, they were keen to get it out there, and they had a gathering of club presidents and CEOs about 20 minutes before the conference itself, and that was pretty heated in itself. We might touch on that in a few moments' time as well, with the reaction to the findings, and particularly against the Hawthorn Footy Club in the way that was received by other clubs.
What's the feeling there?
Yeah, it was pretty heated. I've had it described to me as restrained anger in the context of how it was portrayed. And clearly, the fact this has been dragged on now for 8 months, and you get to the end of it, and there's nothing, from the AFL's point of view anyway, to see here from a competition perspective, apart from a pointing of fingers and a right still of the AFL to look at the Hawthorn Footy Club under its own rules. And they pertain to conduct unbecoming potentially, and also bringing the game into disrepute. And that is focusing on the actual manner of the Hawthorn investigation itself.
And the leaking of that report, have they ever found out? I mean, is there any talk behind the scenes of who's actually leaked that report?
Yeah, there has been, and I believe that's part of what they will now look into, and whether there's a line of linkage between the leaking to the club itself. That's not known at this stage. But yeah, the people have got certain theories on how that happened, and that obviously took away any form of control over what may have been a good intent inquiry by the Hawthorn Footy Club at its outset, but one that was quite shambolic in how it was outsourced and given to a consultant. And then, obviously, and this was pointed out by Gillon McLachlan last night, specifically after being questioned a few times about the Hawthorn involvement, the lack of a right of reply to the people who've had the allegations made against them.
Yeah, it's outrageous, really, this idea that you can confidentially just go to anyone really in life anymore in the modern workplace and say whatever you reckon, and never have it really be truly tested, and then turn out with the sort of situation you have, particularly with Alistair Clarkson at the moment. So if it goes to the Human Rights Court, which there is some suggestion it might, these complainants will lose their confidentiality, and that would be a whole other level for them, I would have thought, to have to own it.
Correct, yeah. That they lose all of that. They lose confidentiality. That they lose the pseudonyms upon which they've operated.
Do you know who these people are, Damien? Is it widely known in the business?
I think it's fair to say it's known in the industry, yeah. But again, under the, I mean, I don't know what the legal impediments are to name. I've certainly got no interest in naming it publicly, because it wasn't meant to be done that way. But yeah, I do, yeah. And obviously the people who've had the allegations made against them do as well, and did at the in the initial days after it, once they were made aware of it and told of the contents, and they've got versions of events which again, people can judge what the AFL has done, and I'm critical of it for how that let it go for 8 months and come up with effectively nothing other than them being removed from whatever legal action lies ahead. And that was part of their statement last night. They cannot be implicated in legal action, be it action taken by the people alleged to have infringed, or equally the people who've laid the complaint. So that's a take out of the finding of the AFL system as well last night.
Well, it's classic corporate survival, isn't it?
Yep.
At the end of the day, we've gone 8 months down the road for the AFL to protect themselves.
Look, that is no doubt an outcome of what happened. And if you do just read back through the statement itself, there's several references to that aspect of it. Now, what happens next? And again, we work in sport, and I'll leave the legal side to people who are well-versed in that. But the Human Rights Commission, it is an official form of you know, litigation that exists for people who may want to go down that path. But to your point, it is then opened up to those claims being tested under law and cross-examined, which hasn't been the case to this point in time. And look, again, judgments on what was released last night, it was still made clear that Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan, and Jason Burt did not have any of the allegations put to them, even within the independent panel's findings. And they were happy to submit to the AFL that there were, and this is their quote, no adverse findings against those three, despite not actually testing the case or even putting it to them.
Well, that's what's so outrageous about it, that they were talking about mediation with those three gentlemen a week and a half ago, and none of them knew what the actual allegations had that had been made against them. I mean, it's outrageous.
It is. And look, they've got a line of sight on it through their own legal people, but officially they hadn't received the documents. Now, Chris Fagan alluded after the announcement last night to having since, in the past couple of days, receiving that document raft of information. And he's now on record as of last night saying he's more than happy for that to be made public should other people choose for it to be made public. And obviously he's presenting that as a way of saying, oh, I am innocent, which he's been saying from the outset. And we've still got a situation where Alistair Clarkson has stood himself down and taken himself out of coaching because of what's going on now and how that looks and what that means. I've always had the view, buddy, that it'd be at least a month on the sidelines for Alistair. Now, whether last night's decision brings that forward, I don't know. Even North Melbourne people have not spoken to him as of yesterday afternoon anyway about a return date. But clearly this is a change in the overall picture of this Hawthorn racism situation. It's only a part of the picture because I do still expect the litigation to follow. And some of that litigation, I still believe, and is still being talked about this morning, is defamation.
There's no way you could be one of those individuals that's gone through that process, whether it be the league to the Age, whether it be the investigation carried on by the Hawthorn Football Club or the way the AFL's handled it through their own King's Council. There is no way you could be one of those people and not think, right, here we go, let's have a tilt.
Yeah, and as we know, threatening to and thinking that's the next path is one thing. Actually, it becoming a reality because it has to be cross-examined and tested as well.
It does, and you need to be able to give it an opportunity to clear your own name. This is people's reputations. This is guys that have been in and around football their whole lives, from playing junior footy to where we are now. Two of these men are icons of the game, really.
Yeah, but equally so, the airing of those claims publicly is something that, you know, very few people ultimately want to take the path of. And again, what all happens in that space will be determined in coming days. And it does one aspect of last night, that the one guarantee is the AFL at some stage soonish, although, you know, definitions and parameters around soon when it comes to AFL have different meanings. But they did say, and he did use the word, he will seek to expedite this part of it now, the Hawthorn Football Club element of it. And yeah, the penalties that I still feel and have from the early days of this should be hard and significant because of those reasons we expressed before.
You're a AFL newsbreaker, Damien, and I mean that with respect. Do you feel that the Age has a responsibility here for publishing this thing as early as they did without perhaps even understanding the lack of transparency around it and the repercussions that would come from it? Is this a story that you would have run with early doors if it had come across your desk?
It's a great question, Marty, because I've debated it many times. I think you're referring more to the ABC rather than the Age. The Age in recent days has clearly got an insight and information on what's happening.
No,
in the
you're
last
right.
Couple
you're
of
right.
Weeks.
I am.
Yeah, the ABC. Look, I wouldn't have, but again, I'm not judging people who did, Russell Jackson and the ABC. I mean, I've made decisions myself in that space and other people would question that, and I'm not washing hands of that decision that they had to make at that point in time. But I do go back to the pseudonyms that were attached to it as a starting point. I mean, it's something I always pay attention to. And equally, the allegations and the nature of them were of a nature that to me would have to, I feel, have given the people who were alleged to have done the wrongdoing a good amount of time to assess that before you to go with it. Now, I know no one has the luxury of time in media anymore, but they're just my reflections on it, Marty. And again, not judging it because I've made decisions myself.
Of course, we all have. Mate, it's so lovely to chat with you, Damien. Thanks for your time. I know you're busy. I really appreciate you talking to us. Have a lovely day, mate. Thank you very much.
Good to chat. Thanks, people.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.